Dear Journal, well, it started out like just another rowdy day on the school bus. We were coming back from a field trip.
Roger, he's getting the audiovisual club hat.
Oh, what's the matter? Larry won his little AV hat back?
Got it. Come on, Larry. Let's see you jump far.
Come on, Larry. Don't let him push you around.
Okay, guys. I'm really getting mad.
Serious. You're mad.
Hey, Larry, don't freak. Why don't you get your little AV buddies to help you get your hat back?
With nerves of steel, Quail Man crosses the street.
Okay, that's it. I'm sick of this.
Hey, Larry, is something wrong?
Get him!
Take it easy, Larry.
So you can't go around taking other people's property.
Whoa, this doesn't make sense.
Come on, Funny, whack him. Go get him.
Come on, go get him. You can take him.
People's heaven.
Excuse me, sir, but that stool's reserved.
Oh, yeah? For who?
Me.
Sorry, One Punch. I didn't know you was back. Whoa!
What'll it be, One Punch?
Glass of milk. And make it chocolate.
Wow, Funny. I didn't know you had it in you.
Yeah. Boy, did you see Larry go down?
Hey, Larry, are you okay?
Boy, Funny, you dropped that AV loser like a sack of manure.
Yeah, boy. Ooh, blam, kaplop, man, he was out like a potato.
Boy, if it felt this bad to win a fight, Larry must have felt even worse losing.
Wow, One Punch.
Come on, knock it off, Skeet. I feel bad enough as it is.
Sorry, man. It's just I've never seen you actually slug somebody before.
Slugging? Son, have you been fighting?
Uh-uh.
Son, haven't I always told you, show me a man that resorts to violence, and I'll show you a man who's run out of good ideas.
I know, Dad, but...
Did you cream him, Douglas?
Bud?
Aw, come on, Phil. A boy's gotta know how to protect himself. First thing is to put up a good front. Stick out your chest, bluster up, and let him know you mean business, and say something challenging like, why I oughta...
Fighting isn't the answer, Bud.
Nonsense. Hit me.
What?
You gotta show him you can take whatever they dish out. Come on, give me one right in the old breadbasket.
Are you sure, Mr. Dink?
Come on, Douglas. Lay one on me.
Take it easy, Bud.
Come on, let me have it. Give me one of your best chokes.
Douglas, you have a phone call.
I gotta go. Are you okay, Mr. Dink?
Oh, sure. No problem.
He's fine, son. Run along.
I think that was instructional.
It's someone named Larry.
Larry? Why is he calling?
Maybe he wants to clear up this whole thing. You know, make peace.
Hey, maybe you're right. Hello, Larry?
Is this Doug Funny?
Yeah, listen, Larry. I'm sorry about...
Don't be. It was a lucky punch. You hear me? A lucky punch, that's all. You won't be so lucky next time.
Yeah. I thought maybe that weird phone call was just Larry blowing off some steam. But the next day at school, I found out it was just the beginning. Doug Funny is an invertebrate. Funny is a pavid vermin. Doug is uncouth.
Hey, Doug, have you seen all these signs about you?
Yeah, well, what do they mean, pavid vermin?
I don't know, man, but I think it's bad. Who do you think is doing all this?
I'll tell you who's doing it. It's that loser Larry and his AV goons.
Well, how do you know, Roger?
Because only those AV guys would be goofy enough to go to all that trouble. Now, if it were me, I'd just haul off and slug you.
But Roger...
Larry says Doug is a wimp.
Mm-mm. Looks like Larry's sock puppet has a point, Funny.
Sock puppet.
Boy, and to think I felt sorry for that loser Larry. I didn't even want to fight him. He started this whole thing. Skunk. If anybody knew where Larry was, Elmo, Lincoln, and Brian would.
Who is it?
It's me, Doug, and I want to talk to Larry.
Not here.
Not here. Go away.
Well, if you see him, tell him I'm looking for him. Got it?
Got it.
Yes, got it. Leave.
I've never been so steamed. But as the day went on, I cooled off a little. That is, until lunch.
May I have your attention, please? Listen up for the lunch menu. Today we will be serving... Salisbury steak. And with that, you get a tasty congealed lima bean cobbler.
We interrupt this announcement to make an announcement.
What's going on?
Doug Funny is a phony. A lousy, no-good, rotten, sucker-punching phony. And if he knows what's good for him, he'll stay away from the audiovisual room. That is all.
And prunes in a blanket!
Move. Watch the door.
Okay. Back! Keep back!
Let's go!
Keep back! Everybody back, okay?
All right, Larry. Let's finish this now.
Okay, Doug. Beat me up if you have to.
Have to? Larry, you made me look like a fool in front of everybody.
Well, actually, it was my AV friends who did it, but go ahead, clobber me.
Your friends? But why?
Well, they thought I made the AV club look stupid when you punched me, so they tried to make you fight again so I could maybe win, but I can't. So if you could just make it quick.
There are animals out there! What's going on? Are you guys fighting or what?
So none of this was your idea?
No, but I know if I don't fight, I'll be thrown out of the AV club. You're not wearing a ring, are you?
And if I don't fight you, everybody will think I'm chicken.
Show me a man that resorts to violence, and I'll show you a man who's run out of good ideas.
Hey, Larry, do you know how they interrupted Mr. Bone's announcement?
Of course. My stomach's sensitive, so if you could just hit me in my arms.
And you can interrupt only one monitor?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with...
Great.
What's up, Doug? What are you gonna do?
We're gonna give them the fight of the century. Okay, here's what we're gonna do. You're gonna get the thing.
What's up, Valentine? Are we gonna see a fight or what?
Okay, boys. There's not enough room here. Somebody could get hurt. You can watch it down in the shop room.
Oh, man.
So, where are they?
Ladies and gentlemen, since the AV room is too small to fit everybody in, we've decided to broadcast this grudge match exclusively on the school monitor.
Prepare to eat
Knuckles, AV boy.
Oh, yeah? Well, same to you.
Okay, let's make this a clean fight. You can start when you hear the bell. Bing! Ooh, a massive left by a bunny. A beautiful right hook by Larry. What a monumental uppercut that was by Bunny. But a deflection there, and oh, Larry is all over him like a slice.
Jeez, what happened to the picture? Shiver the wires.
I can still hear Valentine.
He's floating like a bumblebee, stinging like a bad scrape. Oh, Larry's legs look a little rubbery there.
So Larry and I had our rematch, and believe it or not, it came out a draw.
But when he comes back to South Pole...
Okay, so maybe a fake fight wasn't the best idea in the world, but it was a lot better than either of us getting creamed. Skeeter, on the other hand, didn't come out so lucky.
Hey, Darren, could you give me a hand here?